Blog Talk Radio.
Revolutionary greetings and hotep, everybody. Welcome to the Word from the Point Gold Cup Network Blog Talk Radio Show and Podcast. My name is Kwame Benta, and I'm going to be your host today on this Friday, September the 25th, 2020. And it is, once again, my honor to be here to share some information with you in the hope that it will help empower you and give you some information to equip you to move forward in this life on your life journey. So that you can live a life of abundance by helping others along the way to become the best version of yourself. Today's is Factual Friday, and we're going to talk about some things that are really not what I normally talk about. Normally what this podcast really shows normally about is saving gold. That's what our foundation is. And I'm going to real quickly tell you why we save in gold. We save gold to protect our savings from confiscation through inflation and any future financial crisis that will happen and that is happening right now as I speak. We're going through a monetary reset, and most of us don't even know because there's so many distractions going on. Gold is real money. Everything else is credit. Gold will protect your buying power. It will protect your labor. U.S. currency and all currency attached to it is fiat currency. And historically, every fiat currency has returned to zero in value. They have an average lifespan of 27 years. We're on 49 years here in the United States. Nixon took it off the gold standard in 1971. Excuse me. In order to continue to fund the Vietnam War. And if you don't believe me, do the research. Okay, on August the 17th, this is what he did. Most people do not know that gold is money. And one more thing, in 1920, 1 kilogram of gold gets you a brand new vehicle or $645. Today, the same kilogram of gold can get you 2 brand new vehicles and you have a few thousand dollars left over. That $645 cannot do that. So if you're saving paper, you're being robbed. You're losing money as you sleep. If you save gold, you win. Everybody can afford to save in gold because we now can get it at tenths of a gram. So that's less than $7 at a time. You can open a free gold savings account and start saving in gold and sharing with other people. If you want to help other people, that's what this is all about. You share this with other people and they open up a free gold savings account and they start saving in gold and everybody wins. It's called group economics, everybody. And that's basically what we do. We teach people how to save in gold, but it's more to that than what we have. The company's called FreeBay. There's a link here where you can register for your free account or get back with the person and share this with you. But the subtitle of this is, why is a wall more valuable than a life of a black woman? Well, because we live in this country called the United States of America, and a black man and woman is not respected at all by the government and the people that run this government. And the police department, who was, I call the slave patrol, who was out on search and destroy missions in the black community. And until we take control of our communities, it's going to continue to happen. Until we practice an eye for an eye, it's going to continue to happen. Okay? And this is not a new phenomenon that innocent black men and women and children are being murdered in the street by the police department. The police originally... They were created so that they could hunt down African people who had just escaped the plantation to return them back to their owner. Yeah, there used to be a law in this country, for those who do not know, that it was legal to own another human being. So just because there's a law does not make it right. And there's so many wrong laws in this system of imperialism and capitalism that we suffer under today. I think the second worst crime that they ever committed, other than the enslavement of our African people, which was more of a, basically that was a war that was declared on our people, was when they outlawed a plant called cannabis. a plant that was given to us by the Creator, has so many medical, environmental, business benefits for the human and for our planet. Now we have people in prison today who are in prison for having a plant, while we have Europeans making millions of dollars a year off of a plant that they legalized in a certain state. But in certain states, it's still illegal. Cannabis is another word for marijuana, for those who do not know. Hemp can meet all the world's energy needs. And they knew this years ago. It also cures cancer, and they've known this for years. This country is guilty of crimes that has no equal at all in the history of mankind, against the people and the planet. So why is the wall more valuable than the life of a black woman? As I said, because we live in a country that has no respect for us. And until we take control of our communities, our lives, and our families, is going to continue to happen. We have a solution here in Free Bay for those who want a solution. A lot of people ask me what my solution is, and I introduce to a solution, and said, and they don't even take a look at it, because they really don't want to know a solution. I'm broadcasting this in the UNIA ACL Facebook page, Division 456, the Gabriel Walker Division that was founded in 1998 here in Richmond, Virginia. I am the former president of this division. And actually, I still am the president of the division, even though we're not actively doing anything in the community. And that is another story also. For those who do not know, in 2000, I was arrested for 28 grams of cannabis, a misdemeanor charge, and a legal gun. I had a legal concealed weapons permit. And because of the works that we were doing in the UNIA, in my police report, they said I had anti-government literature in my vehicle, which was nothing but Garvey literature, the UNIA literature. And they non-processed my state charges so that the federal government could take them up. They had this thing called Project X out here in Richmond, Virginia, the capital of the Confederacy. So the feds, they wanted me to take a plea for a cocaine charge. Didn't do cocaine. No cocaine was found. I hired a lawyer. The lawyer worked for them to have me incarcerated. So I went to court. And another thing that my lawyer did, he told me to go ahead with a bench trial. So, you know, I'm new to this. I had never been arrested for anything of that nature in the federal system. So we did that. But as I sat home doing pretrial, waiting for my court date, I got to thinking and looking at all the procedures that we was going through, and I realized, well, this judge has already found me guilty. I need a jury trial. So I called my lawyer to have him put a motion for a jury trial. So we go to court, and the court judge says he's going to deny my right to a jury trial because he thinks that I'm playing with the court. Bullshit. How am I playing with the court when my freedom was on the line? I knew that I was going to be found guilty by this cracker. So I wanted a jury trial because I shouldn't have been found guilty because they had no evidence of me selling any cannabis. I had 28 grams in one bag. But it was a kangaroo session. I ended up doing 6 years in the feds. So, which means that I could no longer be an active member of the UNIA during that time. So when I come back home, the division was still going. There was a gentleman who was the acting president of the division. And we had new elections, and I was accepted as the president once again. And this person was elected as vice president. Well, they decided that, well, they weren't paying any dues. And the dues are only $2 a month, people. And so they decided they wanted to resign. And I don't know what was all behind that other than, I would say, ego, you know, because $2 a month is nothing. So the division kind of, in 2008, it kind of spluttered and kind of slowed down because everybody was hit with an economic crisis, and people had to focus on how to, you know, pull themselves up from being laid off or losing their jobs and or getting fired, because the banking system, once again, did what they continue to do. They do illegal things, and the people have to pay for it. Well, you have an opportunity to take control of your family's financial future by putting your family back on the gold standard, people, and practice group economics by sharing this opportunity with others. Now, I know a lot of people say, well, the white man is the head of this business. People, the white man is the head of every business. Even if you have a black-owned business, the white man, you still have to get your supplies from him. For until we can do better, you're still going to have to get your supplies from him to run your business. We have one phone company, and I post that in here, and none of y'all in this group have joined this the black-owned phone company called, I think it's called Figgles Phone Company. Brother created the phone company. Yeah. So that is just an excuse, because most of us want to see each other succeed, but we don't want to see each other succeed more than each other, than ourselves. You see, I learned from experience that the major problem that we have as black people is that we don't love each other, really love each other, because we don't love ourselves. We have been conditioned and programmed to love our oppressor more than we love ourselves. And that's just a fact, you know. I go back and forth with people who think that when they elect another president, that things are going to change. It doesn't matter who's in the White House. It's not going to end the system of imperialism, the system of racism. It's not going to end. We had a revolution going in the 60s and the 70s that I call the Black Love Power Movement. And it was derailed in 1968 when Nixon started the war on drugs. Yes. And they infiltrated our communities and our organizations with the thing called COINTELPRO. Then it still continues now, people. Don't think that it is not ended. When you go speak at public engagements, at black rallies and so forth and so on, know that there are agents there taking notes to report back to their overseer. Nothing has changed. My motto is this: we must have preparation. We must have reparations, and we must have separation. And all three are essential. Preparation means that we must work on internal reparations first. We must learn to love ourselves, because if we get reparations today, the money would be back in the hands of those who oppressed us for the last 400, 500 years in no time at all, because most of us we don't manufacture these things. We have an opportunity here to close our ranks and practice group economics with real money, gold, that's ordained by the Creator. Gold is real money, people. Everything else is credit. Once you learn that and take action, you will never be poor again. And the more you have, the more you can help others get what they want. And the more you help others get what they want, the more you can get what you want. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about our children's children. We need to start thinking about generational wealth. And the best way to do that is to have physical gold in your possession. Land is fine. We do need land because we need to learn how to grow our own food, which is essential. But we also need a monetary system that's honest and fair, and the fiat currency just won't do. Thank you for your time. Everybody have a safe and productive weekend. We'll be back here on Monday, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, with Monday's Mission. Peace, power, and love.